Good morning. We are about to conclude Maseches Kalayim and the last two Mishnayos in the ninth parak of Maseches Kalayim. Mishnah Tes, Levadim Asurim B'nei Shem Shuim. So in the previous Mishnah, we explained that in order for someone to be Chayiv for wearing Shatnez, there are three things that need to be done in the process of preparing the Shatnez. It needs to be Shua, Tavi, and Nuz. We explained Shua means that the wool is combed out. Tavi means it's spun, and Nuz, we explained there was a machlekes, whether that meant it was a bunch of threads were spun together to create a thicker, more solid thread, or perhaps it just meant to weave it together. This Mishnah says teaches us that that's midaraisa, that's only minatayra. Midrabanan, there's a chiv of klayim for many other cases, even if it only meets one of those conditions. And the first one is levadim. Levadim is a felt. Basically, you'll take a bunch of threads, and without weaving them together, you're going to press them together with heat like an iron, and it creates a beged. So you'll have a beged, it's not woven, it's not necessarily even spun, but the Mishnah says, there's an iser to wear, klayim, made out of such a material, mipnei shem shuim, because it has at least the first condition that the wool is combed out, so now it's nice and smooth, and now if you press it together, there will be an iser to wear that as klayim. But again, you're not chayiv. The way the Rav explains this is, it's talking about, I think it's called in English, a serge. What you'll do at the end of a beged, you have a beged that's woven, and you want it to stay, you don't want the threads to come out at the end, so you sew in two or three lines of a thicker material to hold it together. I believe it's called serging it. What they'll do is, often they'll mix up the types of materials, because again, even if the beged is made out of wool, it doesn't bother them to have another material at the end. So if they're going to surge into the end linen, that would be a problem of kalayim. Says the Mishnah, because b'pnei shem chayzrim ba'arig, it goes back on the woven pattern. Now, either the Rav has two explanations. Either this means it surrounds the arig, which is a problem, or it looks like an arig. So ultimately, again, it's nisim midrabanan, it's not nisim midaraisa. There's nisim midrabanan to have this here. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Meshichay shel argaman asuras. If you have, it's basically a belt made of argaman. Argaman, we learned in this week's parasha tetzaveh. It is a wool which is dyed into a purplish color. If you're going to, it's asur to use that. Obviously on top of a linen beged, if you're wearing a linen beged, let's say you have a bekesha or a kapata, and you'll put around, it's made out of linen, and you'll use a woolen belt, it's usher to do it. It's very common for them to wrap it around in a way, they're not going to, before they tie it, kind of, it seems like there's loops that they'll put it through, which connects it to the beged. So that's a problem, again, midrabanan, of having this on the two opposite types of materials together in the same beged. Mishnah continues, La yikshar seret shel tzemer b'shal pishton lachgar boyas masnov alfa pishar etzua be'emtza. So this is an interesting type of belt. I kind of think it's like a chain. You have like a ring in the middle, which is made out of leather, and you're going to loop in to one side of the ring. You'll put in wool, on the other side you'll put linen, and you'll pull it. So they're not touching at any point in time. There's a piece of leather which attaches them. But, says the Rav, since you'll tie it together in the front, so ultimately you're connecting it, and therefore there's a problem, again, midrabanan, to wear such a belt at all, because you're connecting the wool and linen together at the end. Mishnah Yod is, Oysos hagardin v'oysos hakevsin asurus b'shum klayim. Those who would weave clothing, or those who would wash clothing, they would often sew into the corner of the beged the name of the owner of the beged to identify it. Like this, when they were washing it, they finished washing it, they knew who to return it to. And the same thing with weaving it, they were fixing, mending the beged, they would know who to return the beged to. So if you were to take a woolen beged and weave the name in linen into the beged, that's a problem of klayim. Hatoikif tekifa achas ein echibers. This is a very broad halacha across many different halachas. If you're going to sew one stitch, just take a thread, sew it through once and pull it through. The halacha is ein echibur, does not connect it for the halachas of tumah. So if one side of the beged becomes tameh, the other side, which is only connected through one thread, does not become tameh. Ve'ebe mishum klayim, there's no klayim, it's not considered connected with that. Vashem to b'shabos, Potter, a person will disconnect that thread on Shabbos, is no chiv of kareya because it's only one stitch. Also, shnei rashel etzad echad chibur. It's a fancy way of saying if you took the thread and you threaded it through back the other way, now you have two stitches. So you have wool and linen, which is sewn together with two stitches. That is already considered a chibur. Now, if one of those begadim became tameh, the other one would follow with its summa. The yeshba mishum klayim. Now there's klayim if one side is wool and one side is linen. Vashem to b'shabbos chayiv. Someone disconnects that thread on Shabbos. He is chayiv for kareya. Now, in terms of whether you're chayiv for kareya, if it's not a manas litvar, it's a very interesting sugya, depending on what the case is. But generally speaking, kareya, without having intention to re-sew it, is not a chayiv because it's a mekalkel, it ruins something, so you can't be chayiv. However, there are a lot of Rishayim who explain that with all the meleches machsheves, a lot of different halachas of Shabbos, which are tali, in what your thought process is when you do it, which depend on how you're thinking, if ultimately through that process there is a tikkun, you're creating, you're fixing the beged one way or the next, you're chayim. So in this case, if one side was wool and one side was linen, and you had two stitches going through, and you pulled it apart without any intention to re-sew it, so that could create a chiyuv on Shabbos, despite the fact that in essence it is mekalkel, you're ruining it. But the truth is, through your process of ruining, you have now made your beged kosher to wear. So that is an ultimate tikkun. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Emar Achi Yashali Shina Chayiv until you do three stitches. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Hasak va'akupa mitzdar from leklayim. If a person has a sack and a kupa, a box. So basically he has a strap, a wool strap and a linen strap attaching to some type of baskets. And you'll attach the baskets together. The halacha is that it's mitzdar of it for klayim. Now it's klayim even though you have something in the middle. And there is a problem for that. Slick, Hadron Allah Maseches Kalayim, Vahadra Chalan. Mazel Tov, good Shabbos. We will start Maseches Shavuos, Yemirtz Hashem, next week.